Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
Yo. Don't be trying to say you at the same time.
What up, though?
Hey.
What up, Hope?
16. I mean, though. Don't fucking start.
My fault.
You can't never just be civilized.
Listen, they know us by now. We family.
Hey, fam. Hey, besties.
Besties. We got a guest.
Finally.
Finally. Duday!
Yo, yo.
Yes, sir.
Deep-ass Barry White. Come on.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Mal.
What's up with the bestie?
We got Brody, aka Duty, aka Malk the Alk, aka MJ Stu, aka Bobby E, Bobby Labonte. Shoot, the list goes on.
Malcolm Triple X.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about that one. That's actually one of the best.
It is indeed.
I like that one of Machiavelli.
Ooh. Okay, Machiavelli, that might be the one.
Wait, that was your Twitter name at one point, wasn't it?
It was.
Hell yeah.
My Xbox Live.
Okay. Oh, snap. Speaking of, I finally copped and I'm too geeked. It's supposed to be here Wednesday.
We don't care. Send me some money.
The fellas care because they know that mess ain't easy.
Hell nah, it's like waiting for Jordan to drop shit.
Bruh. Oh, you ain't never lied. So yeah, man, I'm excited. Oh, and then I know Malcolm about this. The first game I purchased was MLB The Show 21.
Dang.
Because you know they ain't made an MLB game on Xbox in years.
Right. It's been a minute.
Yeah. So I'm like, really? Oh, it's a wrap. As soon as I copped the Xbox, hopped on eBay, copped that, got two controllers, and it's all supposed to be here next week or later this week, and I can't wait.
Man, you got to download Hunger for More, like, for old time's sake.
Oh, hell yeah. Play it as a soundtrack. On the
whole time playing the game, that's all I was playing.
I swear, that'll get rich or die trying.
Hell no, not get rich or die trying.
What?
Mm-hmm. Look, so you got to give them a little spill on Duty. They're going to be like, who the F is him?
That's right. Who I am. I'm just playing.
Right, let him know. So he did write in. How many times you write in? Twice?
Twice.
Probably so.
Yeah, so if you go back to one of the earlier episodes, Duty wrote in. Quick little background. We met in the 7th grade algebra class.
Algebra.
clicked instantly and been linked up ever since. So we talking. Help me out. I know I said it was math class, but
shoot. That was 04, wasn't it?
Yeah, 04. So we talking about 17 years. So school starts in August typically. So yeah, this August probably be like 17.
Jeez.
Yes, Lord. And then you and Bess met. So me and Bess linked up October of 2010. And then y'all met when?
Probably
Summer 2011.
Yeah. And then that was, you know, like they had known each other forever. Oh yeah, you said what was your first impression, Bess?
When I first met Belk, Bess had picked me up in my grandma's crib in the G. And I come outside, Malk sitting in the front. And all he did was crack the window. I was like, get your ass in the back. I said, excuse me? What the hell was this? Listen, and it's been history, man. Like, I swear, from day one, it felt like we always had known each other. Yeah. And he is really, like, a lot like Bess. So, mm-hmm. We just clicked instantly, man. And, yeah. It just, he cool or whatever.
Yeah, damn. Well,
yeah, I know. Lay too, girl.
Right. Damn. Not he cool.
He cool or whatever. No, nah, we gotta plan this trip, man. I'm ready to go,
man.
They about to open the cruise lines. Gonna be the first in line.
I'm trying to tell you, man. When Duty invited me to that cruise a few years ago, man, that mess was so much fun.
From the first day to the last day,
bro. And
we didn't even get on the cruise yet. We was at the hotel going crazy,
wilding. And check it though. I don't know if Duty noticed, but Bess ended up at the same hotel when she went on a cruise.
No, I did notice that.
Yeah,
I almost didn't make it.
Cause she had the 5 to 7 open bar or whatever.
Yeah,
that happy hour almost took dangerous. Me out. Fred had to come get me out the bathroom.
Bruh, before we even hit the cruise the next day, we got to Miami and the hotel that we was at. Like I said, from 5 to 7, it was open bar. If you were staying at the hotel, man, we talk got so drunk.
That out boy, that was in his prime too.
Bro, exactly, man. We just kept going back. I still got pictures of you drunk by the pool.
I got a couple of videos like walking down the hallway, then we was in the bathroom with the white dudes.
Oh yeah. You was at the urinal and we had
just started yelling and shit.
Yeah. Making friends at the urinal.
Y'all gay.
Jumping pool, fully clothed, like.
Hey, that mess was fun, man. That mess was a blast.
So we gotta recap y'all weeks. What's been up?
Who wanna go first?
You.
I gotta go first. Damn, you gonna do me like that?
I mean, I can, but you got the most extravagant week.
Let him go last then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, bet, Mac, you go first.
Well, I gotta go first. So that's crazy. No, I got you. I really just been chilling, man. I just been off work, chilling, doing stuff around the house, yard work, the boring, typical, chilling with the girls stuff. That's about it. I can't ride my bike right now. I got it in the shop.
Why?
Because I'm getting some 12-inch apes put on for the handlebars. They're gonna be up there.
How long that's gonna take?
Man, they said a week. I'm going on 2 weeks right now. I'm about to go to Harley as a disgruntled customer.
You gotta write a letter.
Man.
Right, that's all you gotta do.
And you gotta sound like your name is Bill.
Bill.
Bill Cartwright. Bill Willington.
We're gonna see. I'm gonna call him tomorrow and see what's up with it.
That's cool.
Little do you know, they driving your shit around.
Hell yeah.
I know. I saw a couple of them. Like, wait a minute now. All right.
Hitting you with the Ferris Bueller. That scene where they was driving that Ferrari around.
Right.
Hit you with the Ferris Bueller. You're going to have 82,000 miles on it when you get it back.
Not 82. Fuck did they go?
They've been everywhere. Wow.
Every fucking weird.
Circumnavigate. So you just been chilling?
Yeah, I just been chilling, man.
That's cool. That's what you've been on, cuz.
Bruh.
Talking about you busy AF.
I'm always busy, bro.
I'm so sick of you.
Listen, you should be proud of me, bro. I'm out here.
So I am proud.
So I came back from Florida Tuesday. I was supposed to come back Monday, but legit, the people I was with didn't want me to leave. They cashed me out to stay another day. So I stayed till Tuesday, got back here or whatever. Lost my fucking AirPods. So somebody is joyfully, blissfully listening to new music on my I keep calling the airport. I know they sick of me. Hello. Yes, Miss Paul. We don't have no AirPods. Fuck.
Anybody about to turn those in?
Hell no, they ain't turning those in. Low key, I might have them. I wouldn't say shit.
No, check it though. I got on a plane with the right AirPod in. So whoever found my AirPod, I only got one. Like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
The left ones be the ones people be losing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked up. They looked up. Yep, they looked up. So yeah, but that trip was everything, man. We told y'all about it last week, but yeah, it was everything. So just catching up, man. My computer decided to crash on Wednesday. So I had to low-key like work over the weekend and kind of catch myself back up to schedule. Getting new inventory in for the boutique, you know, just busy. You know?
That's what's up, man.
That's about it, man. let's get into your week.
Oh boy.
Please be mindful.
I got
nobody about to PR you the whole episode.
Okay. No, you know what? Okay. So for work, we with this company I'm with, we have a big pride following. You gotta help me out, best. The LBGT.
What? Where did you get D from?
I didn't say D. Did I say D?
Yes.
No, I said LBG. No, LBGT.
LG.
Oh, shit. See, look, I'm fired. LGBTQ plus community, because there's a plus now.
Woo!
Look, I'm working on me.
Yo, boy. Look, I've been cussing him out behind the scenes, y'all.
Yeah, I still don't get it right either, though. So I ain't
hell nah. So, okay. So, the ABC people, we got a nice following at work or whatever. You know, so, like I said, a new company I'm with, during orientation, they was like, hey, you know, you guys want to sign up for this, that, and the third. They got what they call associate resource groups. So they got like an African-American, they got a Pride, they got a Young Professional. So I'm like, shit, sign me up for everything. You know, I'm trying to put my name out there and, you know, make a name within the company and whatnot. And everybody's super nice, everybody's super cool. So I signed up for this. They was like, all right, the first event is the Pride Parade, May 22nd. I'm like, screw it, sign me up. So as it gets closer, you know, we get more information. We had a booth that we set up. So I work for Kroger. Kroger is completely new to Florida. But of course, a lot of people come from other states where they're familiar with Kroger and they love it. Mm-hmm. So now that they're in Florida, they're like, oh, snap, Kroger's coming to Florida, blah, 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 blah. Like they losing it. So we just trying to get our name out there and whatnot. So I do the Pride event. This was my first time, best notice, this is my first time doing anything associated with Pride. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against it, but it just ain't my thing, you know? I don't really have any, like, you know, gay friends, lesbian friends, or whatever, you know? So, to my surprise, this mess was crazy. Like, it was a lot of energy, a lot of fun. Everybody was super nice. Everybody was just... you know, love wins, and it was cold, man. It was so dope. So basically, we had the booth from like 11 to 4, and then the parade was 4 to 7. And I got paid for this. Like I was working, but I was like kind of hanging out too, because it was this past Saturday. Like I said, the 22nd. It was crazy though, because again, with this being my first, I ain't know how to feel about nothing. So. And this is what blew me. I get there and I see everybody that I've worked with, everybody that I trained with, and they all bring their partner and they're all gay. And I'm just like, whoa.
You had no idea.
No idea. I'm like, am I the only straight one that worked for Kroger? This is insane. And when I tell y'all that the CEO walked in and he was like, happy Pride. Oh. I'm like, nigga, you was not talking like that yesterday at work. When I tell y'all that mess blew, this is the boss. He's like, this is my boyfriend Justin. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I was mind blown. I can't lie either. Justin was fresh as hell. He looked like a Brazilian model. That nigga was clean. He had the blade haircut. Best. This man was clean. He had the tribal tattoo starting from like, I wasn't checking him out, but I mean, he was right there. He had the tribal tattoo starting at his ankle. It ran up like his whole body. And then, he had the fresh cut. He had the Kanye shades on. He had the dangling earrings. And nigga, he was clean up. And I'm like, mind blown. I'm like, dog, you was not talking like that at work. Like, that mess is insane. So yeah, but point being, it was cold. They had the live music, and I know I was telling y'all off air or whatever that they did a mic check, and they was like testicles 1-2, testicles 1-2. I said, oh shit, I already know what this is about to be. My ass. It was funny too, because we was as Kroger, we was giving away like goodie bags, snack bags, and whatnot. So in the snack bags, we had like. Skinny pop, we had like a water bottle, and then check it though, we had bananas that we was putting in there. This group of gay dudes, they walked up, they was like, oh yeah, Kroger's, I want a snack bag. They looked in it, he was like, bananas, you know your audience. And I was like, oh my god. And And so I got hungry, and that's all we had. So I started eating a banana, and I was like, man, that's right. It just didn't feel right. Should have broke it.
But exactly what I told Bess. I said, why didn't you break it?
Either way, it didn't, you know, banana, long curve. I'm like, somebody watching me and somebody drooling. Like, bruh. It was so much fun. No, I can't even front, though. It was a blast. I really wish y'all would have been there. Y'all would have loved it. Like I said, the energy. And then the MC that they had, because they had the live music, then they had like a drag show. And then the MC who was hosting, he legit was like a heavy set dude version of Madea, like a dark, heavy set Madea. You know what I'm saying? Really? Best, he was freaking hilarious. You could tell, like, he was raised by like his grandma or aunties, and they from the South. And of course he was gay, but he was hilarious. Like everything was, ooh, child, and honey, please. And like, it was so much fun, man. Like the energy was crazy. The food was good. The drinks was good. And like I said, I got paid, you know, to hang out.
And you got paid. So
I got paid for it, man. And I can't even front. So many people came up to me and they was cool. And I'm telling you, man, like I ain't know how to feel, because another group of dudes came up. And of course, majority of the people there are homosexual. So, a group of dudes came up and he was like, oh my gosh, you know, Kroger's here. And he came to me. He was like, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, sure, you know, whatever. So he puts his hand on my mid back. So instinctively, I put my hand on his mid back. I'm like, nigga, I have never grabbed a man like that. Like, this is so strange. And I felt the way, but I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm completely hetero, so I'm good with it. And you can do that without, you know what I'm saying, like being offended or being super uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like he grabbed my butt or something. It was just different. It was not like I've never put my arm around a dude when, you know, and took a picture.
Right.
So it was a different experience, but I'm glad I did it. It was, like I said, it was mad fun. And we all gonna have to do it, you know, at some point, because the energy was crazy. And people watching, if y'all like me and y'all like people watching, dude, that is the place to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, your weekend was definitely eventful. But, yeah, you know, they have big things all over the world, you know. Yes. I don't know when Pride is. I think ours might be coming up. But I got a lot of gay friends, so... mm-hmm. You know, I'm familiar with those events, and that should be fun all the time.
Yeah, I heard so
Bess, I don't know if I misheard you. So have you been to like the Pride Parade before?
I haven't been to the parade. I've been to other little events.
Okay.
That's been dope.
Okay. Yeah, man. Like the whole time I was thinking, like, dude, Bess would be cracking up at this, or Duty, like me and man, Duty, we would have just went crazy in there. Just like I said, just the people watching and like little inside jokes. And I don't know, like, offensive stuff, but just, like, dude, it was dudes. So, homosexuals, especially when it comes to pride, that whole I'm coming out thing, like, it's huge. My guess is because they were suppressed for so long, that it's just, like, they're out there. They're, like, overly sexualized. And so you literally have dudes, and I'm talking all ages, walking around in Speedos and nothing else. And then nipple piercings and chains linked to the nipples going down to the testicles. And, like, I'm telling you. And then you got, and the cops are there, but of course they know it's Pride, so they chilling. They ain't bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's just happy. And so, I mean, and then I'm assuming this is a BDSM thing. You had a bunch of different groups of guys with like the leather mask on. And it was a dog, though. It was a dog mask, but it was all leather. And I'm pretty sure that that's a BDSM thing. So, you just see so many different things. And you're just like, wow. And what's crazy is that you'll see like old white dudes with like their mustaches or beards will be dyed rainbow. But they look like they work a corporate office, you know, 5-6 days out of the week. But it's like today, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. And it's like, wow, like, didn't I just see you with your wife and kids in Walmart? And now you got three boyfriends over here. Like, it's crazy. It's so crazy. I was so mind blown.
That's cool. We're going to have to check it out.
Yeah, man.
So is it every year the same time?
From my understanding, so with COVID last year, St. Pete, I want to say, canceled theirs, which also contributed to why this year's was so big, so magnified, because they couldn't get theirs from St. Pete. So from my understanding, it was like 200,000 people plus.
Oh, damn.
That's, yeah, it was. It was
and you know they don't believe in masks down there.
Best. Right. That's so funny you mentioned that, because I saw maybe two people with masks on.
Maybe. You was one of them.
Listen, I don't like that damn mask, and I'm vaccinated, so I took mine off, too. I said, fuck it.
Talking about we out here? Cool.
Right. Like, hey, and it was 90 degrees out, so yeah, no, F that. Mm-mm. Yeah, I ain't wearing no damn mask. I'm so sick of these. Oh, check it though. In Florida, though, if you fully vaccinated, you ain't got to wear a mask.
Right.
They up here too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They talking about they going by the honor system.
Hell yeah. These people ain't vaccinated and they ain't got their mask on.
Hell yeah.
I don't give a damn.
They starting to give away crazy shit. You know, like I seen a post that was in Louisiana. They was giving away like a pound of crawfish if you come get vaccinated.
Damn. Damn. Check it though. I said, matter of fact, I think I saw some in Ohio. They had like $1 million lottery for those who was fully vaccinated or something.
Yeah, they put the names into the lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
But I said, and I don't know if I told y'all this, but I said, shoot, they need to give offer a fourth stimulus to those who are vaccinated. That'll make hella people get it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So many people will be on board then.
Yeah, people on the fence, or people are like, nah, money talks, man. I'm telling you, you start offering a check for them vaccinated. If you want the economy to get back that much quicker and you think the vaccination is going to do it,
right?
And you're giving people money to stimulate the economy anyway, then, you know, incentivize it, you know?
That's coming soon.
My job, they put an extra $100 on my check because I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah, they're going to start doing that, or they're going to start shutting down travel. You know, everybody ready to travel again.
Exactly.
They gonna make that a requirement.
Yep. Yeah, man.
But the cruise lines too. Only 15% cannot be vaccinated, so the rest of the 85, you got to be vaccinated to go on the cruise.
See, that makes sense, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it makes sense. They gonna find a way to get you to get it.
Yeah.
They say you gonna get this shot or you gonna sit your ass at home.
Right, one way or the other.
You ain't going nowhere.
All right, so. So moving forward, we're going to touch our last week's hot topic, which was, do you believe in celebrity hall passes?
Word up.
That one was big, but Duty, we need to get your take on, like, how you feel about, so, like, if you was married, would you give your wife a celebrity hall pass, or would you want her to give you one?
I would say nah. I get this is a celebrity, but it's still a person at the end of the day, and I don't want no one in my wife other than me.
See, that's why that's Brody.
I swear, I think it's a man thing. I really do.
Oh, you've heard more men say this?
Yes. So okay. I put a poll on my IG story. I got about nine replies. I got everything from a flat out no to a I don't give a damn if it's a celebrity. I ain't having none of that.
So let me ask you this. Why do you think that is? You don't feel that women are just as possessive, if you will, about what's theirs, especially since more women have sex for emotional reasons,
right,
than, you know, guys who, you know, we could just, oh, she cute, I hit that. You know what I'm saying? So right. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's not the other way around?
So it's crazy because it's just like I see more, like, from what I know, I see more women that are kind of like diehard fans, okay, of people from a young age until now, like me with Chris Brown, you know, or some people with Usher or, mm-hmm, you know, Trey Songz, whatever. These people have these, you know, this love for this artist or whatever for so long. And then it's like, damn, if I was given the opportunity, I'd take it, you know, versus kind of men. They, like, a lot of men take marriage very seriously. Like, they, like, at the end of the day, bro, that's my wife. Like you said, he was like, man, if this is my girlfriend, we might can have a little slight discussion about it. But, you know, mm-hmm, if this is my spouse, ain't no fucking way. Like, I'm gonna whoop your ass no matter who you are.
Hell yeah. Do you feel that men take marriage more seriously then?
I wouldn't jump off that bridge now.
I mean, As far as I mean, okay, so clarify that for me then. Why? Now I get everything that you just said, but she's married now. So mm-hmm. why does that make it okay? Because from that perspective, it looks like he honors the vows more than she does.
And I see that. I think not speaking, of course, for everybody, but I think that more women are willing to have that conversation versus men are just not willing to have that conversation at all. They're like, hell no, it's not going down. Now, a lot of women, like I said, I had two guys and 6 women that commented. Only one was like, hell yeah, they know I'm going to come back home, you know? And that was the stance I had. Oh, that versus, matters. You know, women was like, fuck no, or at, you know, whatever. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, people, and this one girl flat out was like, I'm entirely too possessive for that, like, celebrity or not. So,
right.
I mean, a lot of people are on that line of not doing it, women and men.
Okay.
I'm probably just one of the very few that's like, fuck it.
Damn, husband too?
That's a really big, really big line.
See, and I wouldn't even guess that. Like, I figured your take would be mine. Like, you know, if it's your boyfriend, like, all right, whatever. But
what I'm saying. I'm saying that's a whole different, like, territory. I wouldn't even know. I don't even feel like that conversation might even be able to have.
Okay. I got you. Okay. You know, so that leads me to another Chris Brown scenario, and nothing ridiculous.
Oh hell,
no, nothing like that. I'm just curious. You meet Chris, and he turns out to be a straight dick. Would you still bust it open for him?
You know what? I thought about that before, and I have had somebody else ask me. It might have been your crazy ass, but no. Right. I feel like we all have this preconceived notion of who we think these people are, even though, you know, obviously what they're showing us can be completely different than how they are. Right. I kind of believe that he's an asshole in real life. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would probably be completely turned off and it'd be like, damn, everything that I thought he was would just kind of fall short for me. And at that point, no.
Okay. Just curious.
Because even day to day, like, I've seen people that I was super attracted to. And then they turn out to be horrible. And I'm like, that just made you ugly to me. Like, I'm not even attracted to you anymore. So
Hell yeah.
Would be no different from that.
Now, Brody, who would be your celebrity if you did? Like, who is your number one, or like, hands down?
Number one, hands down. Carrie Hilson.
Okay.
Really?
Miss Carrie, baby. She cold, man.
I like that.
She cold. Okay. So same question to you. What if she turned out to just be a B-I-T-C-H, man? She just, woo, she a, woo. Would you still staying?
I'm still going. What you mean? Of course, yes.
What if she degrading you?
Right. That's what I was about to say. She calling you. I'll let your name.
Hell yeah.
I'm just here to get my nut.
Hey, what if you walk in butt naked and she like, oh, that's it, I guess, come on.
Not that's it.
Hey, I get mine. I'm being selfish.
Hell no. Did he say he going all costs?
Yeah, screw it.
Cause, I mean, like, I don't want to say it's just like just the guy part, but it's like the physical attraction.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what we see anyway. So I mean, it would just be the physical attraction. So that's what I'm attracted to, so I'll be okay with that.
But see, now I feel that, but, and I think this is changing as I get older, and this will probably actually segue into something else that Bess wanted to discuss.
It will.
If her personality is too ugly, I'm not even attracted to her physically no more, man. Like, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be able to get up, to be honest. I mean, if it's that bad,
Don't say F it.
I know, right? And I get it.
Who is it for you though, Bess?
Oh shoot. I probably got a few. Rihanna, she always been up there.
Yeah, Rihanna dimmed her mind too. F it.
Hey, we can hit it together if she let us. Shoot.
Oh,
first time,
man.
For everything. Riri, Hallie in her prime. Hallie's still, you know, she's still Hallie now, so
Right. Talking about her
prime. I know, but you know, people like to play her. Like, oh, she getting old. Man, get off that.
Right. She's still fine.
I know I'm forgetting somebody. Yeah. Rihanna, Halle, off top. Carrie Hilson, though. She, what movie was she in? I was like, damn, that is Carrie Hilson. Ooh, she cold. She was in something. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It depends, though. Like, it depends on what she's saying. You know, it take a lot to hurt my feelings, but.
Right. But some stuff is just a lot.
Yeah, if you push the right buttons, you got the right combination of buttons you push.
You know who we know is an asshole, and I like it. And I'll just be like, F it.
Aries.
Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
We already know he asshole. I already know how he coming, so just F it. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Hurry it up.
I feel you.
Oh, I got you know what you walking into.
Yeah.
Please don't. Yeah. Look,
I know.
I'm not in the mood for you.
My mind just be going. I got so many.
I had a couple jokes in my head, too. I'm like, nah.
See, man, let them fly, man. Let them rip.
I'm already knowing, and I'm not in the mood. I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all good BS.
I'm good. I'm gonna behave right now.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. Did that segue, or was that it?
Perfect. Okay. So that leads into our next topic of, have you ever not immediately found somebody attractive but grew attraction to them over time?
Yeah, that's what it was. Go ahead, Brody.
I can say I have. It's just one of those things you don't initially see it, but being around a person, the laughing, the joking, just to see how dope that person is, they kind of grew attractive over that the time. So like I said,
because this was my thing, have you ever found somebody like completely unattractive, like you like you're not attracted to them at all? But over time,
no,
I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Right. Never.
See,
that
I've heard that from women, and it's insane to me.
Yeah, that is insane.
That's why I had to ask y'all. I've heard people literally be like, hell no, he's ugly. Like, you go as far as calling this person ugly to you being around them, kicking it, whatever, and then you literally grow attracted to them.
What's crazy about that is, don't let me find out that I was ugly to you back in the day, because now we about to break
is,
up.
Yes, that is my dad. Thank you. I was hoping that I didn't have to say it. Bitch, I'm about to whoop your ass.
Yeah, because now, what's this, charity work?
Right.
Who's paying you for this? Is this a prank? Like, hell
she
no.
Just trying to get into heaven.
Right.
Because as soon as you get mad, I'm gonna be an ugly motherfucker, and now we gotta fight.
Exactly. Because ain't no way. No.
Yes, because that is so heartbreaking to find out, like, damn, you always like this person, whatever, but they wasn't ever immediately attracted to you or whatever.
Right. And then, like you said, my thing is, I want you to be attracted to me physically, even if we on the outs, if we going through it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because if I'm mad at my partner, they still not ugly, you know what I'm saying?
Right, now they ugly because you...
Right. I'm feeling them at that moment. They ain't ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, hell no. Oh, you good. Mm-mm. Yeah. But to answer the question, yeah. You know, but it's like Duty said. I mean, I definitely... There was some attraction, even if it wasn't like, oh yeah, you know, I definitely need that. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, she cool, you know. But then you get to know her, and then yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the way that the brain connect with the eyes and everything, and the heart is legit. Like, damn, like I'm really attracted to you now. Once I get to know you, you make me laugh. You got a good heart. I think it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's the whole, don't let me find out that you wasn't attracted to me first. Like, that shit. I would be, how bad would you be? Like, what the fuck would you do?
Yeah, we breaking up. You don't deserve this. You didn't appreciate a diamond in the rough. You good.
I'm gonna whip your ass. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, hell no.
That's just the bottom line.
No.
Okay, listen. Our, what was the reason for the week? Ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for the week is this freaking woman, which there has been several, but just this video I seen this week of this woman proposing to this man.
Mm.
Like, she got on a whole dress, whole heels, gets down on one knee. Her family is standing in the background holding up this fucking banner and say, will you marry me? And
wow,
I was just
that's funny.
I was just blown immediately. So I wanted to bring it to y'all and ask you, would you be okay with a woman proposing to y'all?
Hell no. Nope.
Not hell no.
Fuck no. That's better.
What's proposing? It's like, what's proposing?
What's proposing, best?
That's a lot. Okay, let me say this. Traditionally, no, I wouldn't be okay with it. The whole down on one knee thing, banner, extravagant, hell no, that's extra.
In front of people. Okay, so if you and your partner is sitting there and she like, oh yeah, I want to marry you.
Exactly.
Will you marry me? It's exactly. that conversation.
That's, and you know your bestie, because that's where I was going with that. Is right. That the same? If she pop up out of nowhere and y'all sitting there heart to heart and she like, babe, I want to get married. Let's get married. Is that conversation or is she proposing? And this is the first time that y'all spoke about it. And he go, yeah, let's do it. Is that a proposal?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't consider like it the same. No, I don't. I'm completely okay with that. This fucking down on bended knee with her dumbass family in the back with the banner.
And ain't nobody tried to talk her out of it. That's nobody. The whole thing about it. What kind of family do you have to allow you to do some dumbass shit like that? Like, come on. That's just dumb.
He's shitty.
I was so pissed. I'm glad he's mad because what the F? I was like, it's 20 of y'all hoes and y'all all just let her do this? She was so beautiful, but she's in a dress. She in a Kid Cudi dress.
Oh, Lord.
With the heels down on fucking bending knee and his dumb ass just standing there. Like, I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, so wait. So he accepted?
Did he accept? I mean, I'm sure for the sake of not making her look stupid.
I'm not saying yeah to that. I'm saying no.
Damn.
You just gonna be embarrassed. Ain't nobody tell you to do that dumbass shit, so you knew the consequences. And you knew there's a possibility of getting your ass embarrassed.
So, oh my God.
Why lie? So now I'm famous for saying yeah, and that's going viral. In all actuality, I said no when I got back to the crib. No, I'm gonna dip it in the bud in the beginning and say no.
Damn, you're not gonna even save face for
no.
He ain't got time for none of that.
Hell nah.
Honestly, so ladies, right?
Ladies, if you listening, do not propose to knock him in here.
He will hurt your feelings. Hey, look, I just said that. He will hurt your feelings.
Right. Okay, so best I gotta one. Ask you, would you save face for the second not hurting your partner? Mm-mm. You just gonna tell her hell nah? You gonna be like, get your ass up.
I think it depends on how public it is. If we had a damn basketball game and we pop up on the Jumbotron, I can't do that. Because look, if I say no, we got to sit there for the rest of the game. And people are like, you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, you got to walk out, Bess.
You're going to be on sports every time I look at this douchebag.
You're right. I mess around and get donkey of the week. Donkey of the day, you know? Like, come on, man. So to save face, yeah. And then we'll just have that conversation later that night. Definitely.
Okay, well, shoot. I'm letting y'all know hell will freeze over before Ariana get down on bended knee for anybody.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though, man.
You
gotta know who you dating, because
right.
I mean, he didn't foresee that, you know. No woman I've ever dated, I could see proposing
for a man to accept that.
Okay, yeah.
Let me ask y'all another question. So, roles reverse. You propose to your woman, and she says no, and it's public. Are y'all staying together?
That's a good one. Probably not. To me,
why?
Your no was a breakup. Because if I am confident enough in our relationship to where I feel we need to be moving on to the next level, and I'm the type of dude where we've had this conversation, I'm not going to spring a proposal up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with all of that being said, again, like most of these things that we discuss is circumstantial. But with all that being said, you turning me down means I'm trying to move forward with you. You're not. That lets me know where we are. We can be done then. You know what I'm saying?
Who driving who home? You gonna catch an Uber?
Oh no, yeah, she good. No, you got it. I'll call it for you. You paying though? You good? I even watch you get in. I don't want nothing to happen to you because you still got to get back to the crib and get your stuff. So,
you know, it'll be outside waiting though.
Bro. Exactly, exactly. I might put a little canopy over it, you know, in case it rain. But other than that,
hell no.
Come get your ish.
Do you feel the same way?
I do, because if I'm that confident to do that, exactly, that means that we've had some type of conversation or that, you know, we're on the same page with this. So if I'm doing all that, I got to be that confident and knowing that it's going to be a year. I'm not going to sit here and get embarrassed.
Exactly.
Right. I feel that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm done. I'm gone. All right. I'll
holler. We can get up off his knee. All right.
Anybody else want this ring?
Right.
You gonna get up and block her immediately.
What? No, I ain't gonna block her. I'm gonna let her see everything. I'm about to be wilding.
This is what you gave up, ho.
Ain't it? I'm about to block her like that. I want you to see.
I want you to see. He gonna tag her and everything.
Dang. Hell yeah.
Wait till I get my new fiance. Man, I'll be everywhere.
Not new fiance.
Not new.
The hashtag is, you could have had this life.
Oh.
It's going to turn into alimony. Oh, Lord. Oh,
oh my God.
Hey, that's a good-ass movie.
I mean, acrimony. My bad. Acrimony.
Nah, I do what you meant. That's a good-ass movie, man. Yeah. Oh, that's a good-ass movie.
Oh, shit. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, I don't know, Bess. What you think? How you feel?
Considering the fact that I said that I wasn't going to be proposing to no man.
Well, how do you feel about like that being considered a breakup to us? And I would say a lot of guys.
Yes. And I kind of wonder if women feel like that, because women are traditionally the ones that would say no because the man is asking. Mm-hmm.
Good point.
I've heard different things, like women, I think that women would say no if it wasn't a conversation prior to, like if they just sprung it on them, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right.
So I just feel like you said, you gotta know your partner, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know where y'all stand. You just can't be doing shit all willy-nilly. Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, with that being said, I kind of feel like it's a breakup, because I'm like, damn, okay, what the fuck do we do from here? Mm-hmm. Like, what else, what are we doing? You know, if marriage is not the goal, what are we doing? Especially at this age.
Exactly.
You know, when we was younger, it's a little different, bro. We pushing 30. Huh? What the hell is you doing?
I mean,
I don't even want to date. Like, keep dating over and
that,
over.
That mess gets old.
It's draining.
So, let's say they haven't been dating that long, and he jumped the gun, and she turned him down, and he's shitty, but they go back that night and she have a conversation. She explained why, like, boo, you know, it's not that I don't want to move forward. I just feel like it's a little too soon. You think that's okay?
I think that's okay. Okay. I don't think that a time is a good determinant of whether you're going to be with somebody or not.
Okay.
I'm also the kind of person that feels like when you just know, you know.
Okay.
So that's kind of tough.
You believe in love at first sight?
I do.
See, I don't.
I don't believe that it's a determinant. Okay. Because I do feel like when I've seen someone in the past, like I felt like, damn, I would probably fall in love with them. And I was right.
Just from looking at them?
It was something about, like, just, I don't know, like their aura, their everything. Like, I'm like, okay. I don't know. I've experienced that once.
That's so interesting.
But I'm obviously not married yet, so we'll see. I'll update as necessary.
Right. That's so interesting. Yeah, I don't either, Brody. It takes so much more. It's so much to learn about a person. Like, you could be fine as hell. Like, I love the way Rihanna looked, but that ain't love at first sight. I don't know her. She could be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel what you're saying as far as, like, the aura. Just because I haven't experienced don't mean that I don't get what you're saying. That's just so interesting to me, though. That's so interesting.
And I would be curious to talk to other women, too. I'm going to probably do another IG poll.
Yeah, you should, because I feel like more women would say yes than guys.
I totally agree.
I don't know. I mean, bro, do you know a lot of guys that would be like, from the moment I laid my eyes on my wife, other than him trying to be sweet and get brownie points, but if it's right. just the fellas, do you feel like no. you know dudes like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
And I know yeah. I know a few women that have said that. So okay. That's why I said it might be a gender thing. I'd be curious to see what people think about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are guys out there who, you know, would say that. Like, hell yeah, I always knew. And I do believe, though, when you know, I do. Right. But I just don't think that that's all first encounter, first sight.
Right.
You know, so. But there is like a scientific study that proves that women can tell whether they would marry you or not within like the first 5 minutes of talking to you.
Legit. And I believe that too, Beth.
I could see that.
Yep.
I could see that. Because I ain't gonna front. I've had quite a few women that I was not interested in fall in love real quick. And I'm just like, oh, how do I do this? It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, but I think I definitely think that it'll vary men and women, but
okay, cool. What else you got, cuz?
All right, so we are thinking about doing a part two for duty.
Yep, because my man got a Zoom meeting.
Right.
I don't know what the hell he got going on, but he got a Zoom meeting.
hey, new endeavors.
You right. Yeah, you be busy too, though.
Low key, though.
You be getting into a lot of stuff. He a father. He got two girls. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He got a He-Man Woman Haters Club meeting. That he don't want to tell us about.
Illuminati meeting.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you stay busy.
Not an Illuminati meeting.
I don't think you're supposed to talk about that either.
Hell no, they about to off his ass with his through
the window. He heard the phone just drop. That's over.
Hello, ma'am?
Right, hello. Duty, are you there?
Nope. They about to get your ass. Hey. So, just to get the people a little what's to come. So, we got an anonymous question that somebody sent in about how would you feel if your potential or future bae went on case.gov to find out information about them? And if you find something, how are you supposed to bring it up to them?
Mm-hmm.
So that's to come. We're going to have a little fun with Smash, Marry, Kill. I am not ready because y'all play too much.
Listen.
And then, Malk, I had a question that I was going to hit best with, but we decided to throw it on your second episode was, should drug dealers get time for people who overdose? That shit happens all the time. So
cool.
Curious to get your opinion on those. So that's what's to come.
Yeah. So just so I'm clear and the people clear, how far apart are the episodes gonna be? We still gonna do a week in between.
So this is gonna be part one. We're gonna this drop is part one two next week.
Next week. Okay. That's cool. Cool.
And well, then we'll resume our regular scheduled program.
Excelente. Well, Duty, we could do plugs now.
We got to do plugs and then music. Don't forget.
Plugs and music. What music? Oh, music of the week.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying like to end part one. We could. Oh, you want to wait?
For Billboard?
No. I'm saying plugs for like his social media.
Oh, yeah. We can wait till after the music review.
Oh, okay. You'd rather just do that at the end of part two. Okay.
Yep.
I just figured, you know, they hear part one, they want to follow them, but if you want them to hear part one and two and follow them and all that
stuff. Oh, no. Cool. I'm saying you could say what you got to say about Billboard right now, and then he'll end with his plugs.
Oh, okay. Cool. Billboard Music Awards came on last night, and it was cold. I was trying to see The Weeknd perform because, you know, big fan, EXO, you know what it is. And then I knew Drizzy Drake was getting that Artist of the Decade Award. My man came out clean in that tux. And then he brought Man, he was clean as hell. And then he brought his son with him. Man, I was not expecting that. They was fresh together. He was so shy, but mad cute. He held the trophy. I just knew he was going to drop it. It looked like it was heavy on him.
It looked like it was heavy as hell.
It was half his size, but he ain't drop it. And then Drizzy, towards the end, he kind of got impatient. His son, he started crying. But it was mad cute because he a toddler anyway. He can't be no more than like I don't know. How old is he? 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think he's 3 or 4. Yeah,
3 or 4? Okay.
3 or 4.
4? Yeah, that was about right. And he was mad cute with his Cleos from Set It Off.
Had, that's exactly what they were.
He had the D'Angelo's in the How Does It Feel video. He was clean. And, of course, Abel, you know, broke records this year with Billboard number ones and all that good stuff. I think he did 10 of them things. 10? Okay. Yeah. I thought he was nominated total for like 16 or something. And he took home 10. I didn't know that Drizzy had the most in one. I think Drizzy had like 20-something in one night or 16 in one. It was something crazy in one night. And I'm like, damn, Drake got all the records. It was cold, man. It was nice. Pink had a nice performance. I love Pink. Yeah, just across the board. Bon Jovi was on there. Alicia Keys, huh?
Didn't Kanye win a gospel?
Yeah, he won. Like, what was that about?
Best gospel song or something, right?
Man, album, wasn't it?
Oh, was it album?
Oh my god, it's a mess. Lord. That's what it is.
Are they still going through a divorce?
Hopefully.
Damn. Okay. Well. I just got through talking about love wins, and you talking about some hopefully.
Come on, bro. They need to break up. They should have never fucking got together, honestly.
Yeah. Y'all believe in that Kardashian curse, or you think?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And he won gospel artist.
Yes, that's what it was. What gospel the hell? Artist.
Not gospel artist. My man put out one album. All of a sudden, he Yolanda Adams.
And the nigga beat Kirk Franklin. I was so pissed off. You know Kirk was at home cussing. Hey, what the hell?
It could be a new video service now.
Hell yeah.
That mess was ignorant for real. Let's be honest.
All right, well, I know dude he gotta get going for his him. You definitely can't be late for no Illuminati meeting.
About the spirit's ass, keep it up. You keep it up, dude. Tell the people where they can find you.
They can find me at 1981. Oh,
no.
Now we gotta hit the Jerry Springer bleep button. I think giving out his real credentials. Yeah, my social is 307.
You idiot, that ain't what this is for.
My IG is m_j_stew, STEW.
Yeah.
My Sniz app is Malcolm J Stew. Malcolm with 2 L's because everybody seems to forget that second L.
Do they?
Right. Interesting.
I be getting annoyed, man. Like Malcolm. Black people. Like, how you misspell Malcolm? Like
Malcolm. Malcolm.
You got Malcolm X, Malcolm and Eddie. Malcolm X, you can't spell Malcolm with 2 L's. Like, but yeah, that's the 2 spots. Malcolm J Stew for Snap. I ain't got no Facebook no more.
True.
Right, you left us high and dry. Can't even tag you in nothing.
Hell no.
Be back though. I'll be back.
That's what's up.
Twitter though too. I forgot about.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Malk the Alk, MALC_DA_ALK.
Sick of you and these damn underscores.
Yeah, man, what's up with that?
I don't know. I thought it was cool at the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, when we hang up, put your information in a group chat so we can put it under the damn description. They ain't going to be able to find
right,
shit.
Right, because they got a pen and paper trying to figure it out right now. It looks like a crossword puzzle.
They think they playing tic-tac-toe. Fucking around with you.
Look, they playing Hangman with his username. God damn it. Can I buy a vowel?
I got you.
Hell nah. All right, man. Look, stay tuned for part 2, man. It's gonna be dope.
Hell yeah. It's a party.
Hit us up. Hit us up if you believe in love at first sight and shit.
Hit us up. Y'all know what it is. Best friend talk at Yahoo. Zaddy _ Kales. Only got one _. y'all know what it is. Yeah, that's where you find me. Bestie best breasts.
Yana P. All together. Together. Damn. No spaces, no _, no hyphens.
Your accessory line, all that good stuff.
Yes, luxury. That's like luxury except with an E, not a Y.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can find your girl.
Cool.
And listen, real quick, I got a pop-up shop, y'all. My very first one. Coming on June the 6th, Sunday, June 6th at 2:30. Hit me up for the deets.
For the deets?
I'm out too. I said. said deets, as in details. Oh my god.
Oh shoot. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord. I thought you were selling sex toys. I was gonna say that's my alley. Don't be trying to move around in my realm.
Look, here you go. Best said hit him up if y'all want that, I guess.
Yeah. Dang, I was about to say something else. Pop-up shop. Is this like a food truck?
No.
Wait, okay. So okay, like, well, what I gotta do? I wanna be down.
You gonna fly in?
Yes. This is your first pop-up shop. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, it's just a little shop, you know, that they gonna set up inside of what is it? A club. Oh, it's not like, man, a club, you know, it's just like a event center space. Yeah. And I'm gonna set up my little purses. I done bought little stands and stuff, set up on the table. I got somebody working on this this logo. Mm-hmm. Like little logo tablecloth for me. So yeah.
You doing it by yourself?
So the lady invited me to it. She has a freaking, it's called ANA Essentials. Mm-hmm. She sells sheets and laundry detergent and everything. Everything is black owned. Y'all know I'm all about black owned. Everything is black owned, and she's selling like these nice ass silk sheets, and they colorful. Mm. So mm-hmm. She doing her soft launch of this, and then I got on to be a vendor there too. So I'm just set up shop.
Okay, cool. And so you gonna update the people on details later?
Yep, I'll give y'all the address because I can't pull up the flyer right now, but I'll shoot the address.
Cool. Let me know, you know, if you need some help, you know, I'm down. I work for free. I work for food.
Yeah, I'll get you some jerk tacos or something.
Oh yeah, just some KFC or something. Give some chicken. You know what it is. Dude, a little piece of chicken, a little lamb chop or something. I'd be
cool. All right, you didn't text it with the lamb chop. You know them expensive.
Oh yeah.
Oxtails, like damn.
You're right. Like, damn, you know, lobster tail. I ain't tripping. Filet. You know.
Little king crab.
Right. You know what it is. Okay.
All right, y'all. Tap in with us. Hit us up. IG, Snap, Facebook.
Yep. And we will be back with a part two
next week.
We out.
Yo.
Yeah.